Welcome to the Abundant Wellness with Andrea podcast, from surviving to thriving in mind, body, and spirit. Hey there, I'm Andrea Jones, registered nurse, functional hormone coach, inner healing and deliverance pastor, and most importantly, wife and mother of two beautiful girls. This podcast is really a conversation about how to discover and walk in an abundant life that God has laid out for us while processing what I call the messy middle, pain, and overcoming things in our life that are hard in order to nurture all of the parts of you so that you can walk in abundant wellness in all areas. Welcome to another episode of the Abundant Wellness Podcast. In today's episode, I'm actually going to be talking to you about addressing the element of shame, especially when it comes to parenting a child with disabilities or different needs or neurodiversity, when it comes to experiencing challenges in your life that you did not expect to ever face. Now, for those of you that have not heard already, my book released last week, the book called Wrapped in Kindness. It is available on Amazon, and I do have a full chapter all about understanding the element of shame, how that really impacted us in our personal journey, but I want to break that down actually even more. So if you haven't grabbed a copy, make sure to head on over to Amazon and get yourself a copy, because that book really does take you through not just the journey of our daughter's illness and how that impacted us as a family unit, but that book really is your journey through suffering and loss and coming out the other side a more healed, more well, cohesive person somehow on the other side of that. It's an impossible journey to walk through when we walk through suffering and grief and loss, but it is possible to come out on the other side with strength and with fortitude and resilience that you never thought you would need. So please go click the link in the show notes and make sure to grab your copy today. But I'm going to dive in a little bit more into addressing the element of shame. First, let's define what shame is. So shame is an experience. It's an emotional experience, it's a physical experience, and it's also a spiritual experience. So shame is different than guilt. Guilt is, I did something wrong. Shame is, I am wrong. Guilt is, I did something bad. And shame is, I am bad. There are a lot of I am statements that we embrace when we experience something that makes us feel shame. So let's dive into that a little bit more, because shame is a very complex psychological process that sometimes we can over-spiritualize or we can oversimplify. And really, it's not that simple. Shame is a complex psychological experience that can lead to deep pain for so many people. And so I want to talk about what shame looked like for us. And as I'm talking, I want you to be thinking about circumstances in your life that have led to shame. Now, because we didn't do something bad, we did nothing wrong to that our child developed PANDAS. It wasn't like, you know, we committed a crime and this was our repayment for it. However, there were elements of shame that we had to walk out throughout her healing, because the circumstances surrounding her illness made us feel like we were bad or like we had done something wrong to deserve it. And I think it's really important to have this conversation and separate the nuances of this, because climbing out of the pit of shame is like climbing out of the pit of despair. It's messy, it's emotional, it's hard. It's very, very, very vulnerable. And so whether or not you're struggling with infertility, or you're dealing with a spouse who committed adultery, or you're dealing with significant medical debt — that was, you know, one of the areas that we experienced significant shame, was that my husband and I, you know, we both had really high earning jobs. I'm a nurse, he's an electrician. We had zero debt when we got married. Our only debt was our mortgage on our house. We didn't have any credit card debt. We were very good with our money. But within about 3 months of our daughter's diagnosis, we had spent all of our life savings and had no choice but to start putting stuff on a credit card. And that alone created this experience of shame because I had all of these internal messages of if I was just a better steward of my money, then we wouldn't be in debt. If God loved us, a lot of it boiled down to that. If God loved us, then we wouldn't be in debt. If God loved us, then our daughter wouldn't be suffering. If God loved us, then he would heal her. And if God loved us, then he would prevent A, B, C, and D from happening. And that just was not the case. And so we began to internalize, and you may notice this for yourself as well, we began to internalize these shame messages because our circumstances were screaming at us that we deserved what was happening to us. And so a lot of times what people don't realize is that we experience shame when we are deprived of something that is essential to our health and our well-being. So if you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a psychological model that shows us that if our basic needs are not met, we cannot advance to the next developmental stage. And so if our needs for safety, care, like having safe housing, food and water, a safe environment are not met, we cannot then move to receiving love and affection and connection. So when I began to really understand Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I began to look at that model and see that there were, because of our daughter's diagnosis, we had experienced really trauma at every single one of those Maslow's hierarchy of needs stages. We had experienced lack of safety in our home. We experienced financial debt. We had experienced like not being able to pay bills. That was an extreme stressor. We experienced loss in relationships, meaning that love was withheld from us. Community was taken away from us. All of these different things that then began to create this belief system that because these things are happening, we must not be loved. We must not be worth affection. We must not be worth connecting with. Our life is too hard for people to be able to sit with us in our pain. And therefore, what we begin to identify with is that our circumstances have now so defined us that we don't know how to get out of it. And it was a very, very painful experience that lasted more than a season, I would say. For us, that was a 5-year period of time from the age of 8 till the age she was 13 to where I really began to see that shame kind of breaking off of us. And in the book, I do talk about how to rebuild community, how to find community, how to have healthy connections, how to get out of that pit of shame. In a very specific way, because we can all experience those things for various reasons. I mean, I felt shame at different points because my mental health was struggling about 3 years into her illness because it was so stressful all the time that it started to impact my mental health. And so I began to experience shame in the belief that I should be stronger than this. This shouldn't be as hard for me. I'm the inner healing and deliverance pastor. I should be on top of this, quote unquote. And so I don't think there was one area of our life that was not impacted by shame. Now, I had to do the work on really addressing the roots of that shame. Meaning, what are the things that I'm believing about myself and about my circumstances in regards to this, and really begin to address them and look at them. But then there was this whole other element of the reality that there was grief mixed in with this too, because we did lose a lot of community support simply because people didn't understand that our life had become extremely limited because of our daughter's diagnosis. There was a lot that we couldn't do for a very, very long time. And so not only were we experiencing shame, we were experiencing loneliness and isolation and disconnection. And I am convinced that aside from watching your child suffer through an illness they did not ask for, that they did not deserve, The second most painful thing that we can experience is disconnection from loving community and support. And so as we began to recognize these different elements of shame that were coming in and how they were impacting us, we had to very strategically come out of the pit, for lack of a better word. And there was also, you know, to talk about that, like we had to rebuild community was a part of it, but we also had to address the spiritual element of shame. And I want to talk about that for a second here. So the spiritual element of shame, I like to explain it like this. The enemy is an opportunist. Sometimes he creates opportunities. Other times, actually most times, I would say he just takes opportunities. Meaning he's like, hey, there's already this horrible situation happening. So why don't we just, you know, release all these, you know, demonic influences to try to create this deeply entrenched, suffocating force around them that they cannot get out of. And I remember one day, I do share about this experience in the book. I was sitting and I really just wanted to connect with the Lord and I just needed him to minister to me. And I didn't know how to connect with him. I didn't know how to really just connect with his heart. I felt so needy of his presence, but not knowing how to get there, you know, through all of the pain. And I remember sitting down one day, grabbed my journal. I turned on the song It's Your Nature by Carrie Jobe, and I just got out my journal and I started journaling all of the things that I felt like we were lacking in. And all of a sudden, it was like the Lord opened my eyes to see that I was like, yes, I needed to validate that these experiences were really painful and they were very distressing. And I was now very aware of how much that had impacted us. But he also opened my eyes to this spiritual element of shame that was a demonic force that actually needed to be dealt with. And he led me to that verse in Isaiah that says, you know, instead of your shame, you will possess a double portion. And I began to write out every single area of my life that I felt like there was shame. Like we had shame in our finances and the debt. I wish that I could find the journal where I had all of these entries as I was just pouring my heart out to the Lord about all of these things. And he really began to encourage me to make a list. And not for the sake of like, see God, look at what you haven't come through for me on, but to identify that this was a spiritual demonic force that the enemy wanted to use to weaponize an already incredibly painful experience. And so I began to, you know, just say, I break up with shame. I break partnership with every place that it has influenced me over our finances, over our health, over the relationships that walked away, over the loss of community. God, you said that you would give us a double portion, and I don't have the energy to fight for this because I'm just trying to fight through every day here right now with all of these different things that are going on. So God, would you deal with this area of shame in my life? And he began to, you know, there was this, now that I had an awareness of this dynamic that was happening that was very much an emotional issue, it was also a spiritual issue and it was a mental health issue because shame by its very nature perpetuates anxiety and depression. The circumstances that we were in already perpetuated that, but then you add on to it hopelessness or isolation or not having connection or not having community. And all of a sudden, you're just getting hit from all sides and it's almost impossible to get out of that. And so I want to talk about this because if we're going to get freedom and breakthrough in the areas of our lives that we need them, maybe you've had something catastrophic happen to you that you didn't ask for it. You know, you didn't ask for, you know, the loss of a spouse or a partner or your partner to be going through mental health issues or your child to be going through mental health issues or you didn't ask for any of those things. But in order to get the freedom and the breakthrough that we need to recognize the voice of shame. And so if that's something that you're struggling with today, I would encourage you To number one, break partnership with shame and isolation that's come through your circumstances. But number two, make sure to grab a copy of my book. It is available on Amazon, and make sure to leave a review if you read it. If shame is something that you're really struggling with, I dive into that in a very deep and practical way in my book, and I know that it's just going to bless you tremendously. So thank you so much for listening today. Be blessed and stay tuned for another episode.